The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Mary Martin, Victor Borga, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Hal, and Bing's distinguished visitors. John Garfield, star of the Warner Brothers picture Dangerously We Live. Rosemary Lane, back in Hollywood after a long run of the Broadway stage success Best Foot Forward. And Major Marion L. Dawson of the United States Marine Corps. And here's Bing Crosby.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anybody else but me. Don't sit under that apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anybody else but me. Anyone else but me. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under that apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I told the gang, the whole shebang, that you were sweet and true. Well, they ran right out and they came right back with a photograph of you.
So don't sit under the apple tree with anybody else but me till I come marching.
Thank you very much and good evening, friends. Here we go round again in the old Kraft Music Hall. Meaning, of course, round the world by shortwave to United States soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen at their battle stations on every ocean and on every continent and subcontinent of the globe. If there doesn't happen to be any United States armed forces on active duty in Europe at the moment, here's to those who may soon be there.
Bing, do you really think the RAF is softening up Germany for an invasion by the United Nations?
Well, it could be, Mary. Look, if you were planning to go someplace that you didn't like the odor of, what would you do?
Well, use perfume.
So the RAF went over Germany and sprinkled cologne.
Oh. You know, Bing, I think you've got some information you're holding out on us.
Yeah, I don't know from nothing. Why?
Well, last Thursday, right here in the Kraft Music Hall, you said to the bombardiers, and I quote,
yeah,
open up a steel mill in Essen, Germany. Open it wide and let the sun shine in.
Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. That you did.
From now on, Crosby's name is the same as Nostradamus.
Well, what do you think, Ken? Do you think they're going to open up a new front in Europe soon?
Oh, Mary, I don't think it'll be a front. I think it'll be more of a rear.
A rear?
No, it seems to me like they're planning to give Hitler a kick in the France.
Well, wherever and whenever the attack comes, it's none of our business. Our main job here at home is to do all we can to help our fighting men and our allies with everything we can send them. Now, if that means going without a little gasoline...
Speaking of gasoline rationing, Bing, I got a letter from a friend of mine in New York, and she says the filling station on her corner had to close.
No gas?
No, they broke their medicine dropper.
Well, of course, you read in the paper about that man in Pasadena who's discovered a way to manufacture gasoline out of ordinary garbage. You read that, didn't you?
Yeah, I read about it. And if he can make gasoline out of ordinary garbage, he ought to go through Beverly Hills, where all the rich people have that ritzy refuse.
Why?
High octane!
A weekend kid, but gasoline rationing would hit people in Los Angeles pretty hard. Do you think you could get along on 3 gallons of gas a week, Bing?
Boy, that'd just about get me around Trotter. I hear the best way to save tires is to stay under 40, Bing.
That's a Hollywood habit, John. I've known actors to stay under 40 till they're 80.
Folks who live way out in San Fernando Valley got to do more than stay under 40. They ought to start carpooling right away.
Oh, there's a good wrinkle, John. Everybody's crate will last a lot longer, taking turns hauling each other into town.
My car's full to capacity every time I comes in town.
Oh, that's nice work, John. Nice work. Who do you carry?
Me.
Yeah. Well, now that you're here, how's for an introduction that'll get Mary into yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay, hat and all?
Yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay, yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay. I don't care what becomes of me when you play me that sweet melody. Yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay, my heart wants to holler hooray. Sing of joy, sing of bliss, home was never like this. Yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay. Yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay. Oh, yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay. I don't care what becomes of me. When you swing and sway, I play that sweet melody. Yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay, my heart wants to holler hooray. Sing of joy, sing of bliss, home was never, never like this. Yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay, yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-a-yaddy-ya-yay.
Our friend John Garfield is at present being seen in what looks like one of the really important pictures of 1942. That would be the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer treatment of John Steinbeck's colorful novel, Tortilla Flat. Between pictures, John Garfield, like everybody else here in Hollywood, spends a lot of time with one of the many shows that play the Army camps. It's interesting work, huh, John?
Bing, I've seen anti-aircraft camps, artillery camps, infantry camps, signal corps camps, Air Force camps. I guess I've seen almost every branch of the service. In every camp, I've been impressed by the one thing.
What's that, John?
Boy, have we got an Army.
We got a fair country Navy, too.
You ever get a load of the camouflage corps?
That sounds like the girls' dressing room over at Paramount. What's that?
Well, I met two camouflage guys. They used to paint those big billboards you see on top of the buildings. You know, glamour girls, five stories high.
Oh, king-size glamour, huh?
Yeah. One of those guys was telling me the last day him and his partner were on the job, they were working on a dame's head five stories above the street.
Well, that's going to a gal's head the hard way, five stories up on a scaffold.
Well, below them, they could hear the hustle and the bustle of the city. Trolley bells, people crowding and pushing. But they were above all that when they were up on their scaffold, five stories above it. Suddenly, one guy puts down his brush and walks the full length of the scaffold and says,
"Nice crowd down there watching us today, huh?"
"Yeah, if I had a bomb sight, I'd drop a can of paint."
"We must be a little better than we think. Crowd's getting bigger. Did you ever try to spit a curve?"
"Yeah, it gives you a feeling of grandeur, don't it?"
"Yeah, king for a day, boy."
"Yeah. Look at all those people down there milling around like harmless little ants."
"Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. There's my roommate down there wearing my best gray flannel slacks, the bum."
"Bum? Fine talk after saying the people down there are harmless little ants."
"Well, this ant's in my pants."
"You know, I was thinking this is maybe the biggest sign that I ever worked on. Imagine a dame with her head way up here on the fifth floor and her feet way down there at the street level."
"Yeah, and there's the foreman standing at her feet, watching us."
"What'd he say?"
"He says to hurry."
"That I know, but what did he say?"
He told us to get the lead out of our paints.
I wonder what this sign's for, anyway. I mean, what's it advertising?
A product called Latimer's Little Licorice Lozenges.
Latimer's Little Licorice Lozenges. What are they good for?
Latimer.
Trouble with this business, you never know what you're painting. Well, I spent a whole week in my last job painting a guy holding a mop before I knew what it was.
Well, what was it? Veronica Lake. Quit stalling. If we hurry, maybe we can get all the way down and finish the feat today. Say, does being up this high make your ears ring?
No, but every noon I hear a whistle. That's it now. Excuse me, I gotta walk across the scaffold for my lunch.
Well, don't bother. Have some of mine. The little woman fixed me up with sandwiches and a pail of suds.
Suds? Oh, boy, I'm so dry, I'm spitting steel wool. Give me a gulp of them suds. I thought you said these were suds.
They are, they are. The little woman says before I eat, I should wash my hands.
Hey, get a load of that dame still watching us. You know, when we come to think of it, we're artists. We're just like Rembrandt and all those old masters.
Oh, I have a genuine oil painting by Goya out of my house.
I got a real McGonagall pastel.
Can't compare with Goya.
Oh, no?
Nah, when you got a McGonagall, what do you got? A McGonagall. But when you got a Goya, you got a Goya.
Yeah.
I'd like to see any one of them arty guys paint a picture five stories high like
this one.
Imagine the head on the fifth floor and the feet on the street. I hope we can finish the feat today.
Monotonous here, just having lunch. Remember that guy we saw once who climbed up the side of the building without a scaffold?
Sure, Bozo the Human Fly.
Yeah, wonder what ever became of Bozo the Human Fly.
His wife swatted him.
Say, maybe that babe over there in the sixth floor ain't kidding. Look at her. I'll see if she's my type. Hiya, babe.
If that remark was addressed to me, I'll thank you to keep your big mouth shut.
She can chill you at 100 yards. Go ahead. Give her another holler. I'll light up a blowtorch and thaw you out.
Hey, quit putting on a frost, honey. Yeah, you and me could make music.
You don't look like you have a nickel.
Don't say things like that, honey. You and me could light sparks across the cosmos.
I believe in fire prevention, and if you two don't leave me alone, I'll notify Harold Ickes.
Is she calling us Ickes?
Listen, Chickadee, what's the idea of notifying Harold Ickes?
You two guys are wasting crude oil.
Is that so? So I'm crude, am I? Look at me. I can paint. How many guys do you run around with who can paint pictures so big that the dame's head is on fifth floor and her feet's on the street?
So what?
Well, I can dance, too. Look at me. I'm dancing.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You want to fall off this scaffold?
Well, she can't say I'm screwed. Get over this rumba. I went to Havana.
Look out, you big
stuff. One of those rooms.
Look out! You fall off the scaffold. Look. You did this. Yes, you. Standing there in that window. You just did this, my buddy. You. We were going into the army together tomorrow, side by side. We were going to black out the Axis. And now, just because you felt like flirting, he's lying down there on the street, five stories down. Talk to me, pal. Can you hear me?
I don't think I'll be able to finish the job.
Well, can you move your legs?
No.
Well, can you move your head?
A little.
Can you move your arms?
Yeah.
Then start painting the feet.
I'm glad we made the most of every moment. Those memories help a lot while we're apart. I don't mean to say I'm unhappy, and I don't think I've got a broken heart. Just plain lonesome, that's how I feel tonight. Just plain lonesome, that's what it is, all right. When I think of all the fun we've had, I guess I don't feel bad just, you know, kind of sad. Got your letter, showed all the neighborhood, and your picture. Gee, but you're looking good. Folks all miss you. Outside of that, nothing new. Just plain lonesome for you. Fun we've had, I guess I don't feel bad. Just, you know, kind of sad. I got your letter, showed all the neighborhood, and your picture. Gee, but you're looking good. Folks all miss you. Outside of that, nothing new. Just plain lonesome for you.
Comes now our friend Victor Borge. The moment Victor's doing a little light woodshedding on the 88 over there. What's the latest caper, Vic?
Do you know this song?
Sure. Didn't you hear me sing it?
Sure, that's why I ask you.
Oh. You like that tune a lot, huh, Vic?
Oh, you bet. I think it's a very sweet tune, Bing. And I still think that In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree is better.
You think it's sweeter?
No, it's cooler.
Cooler. Yeah.
Say, Bing, did you ever stop to think how the old masters would have played Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with anyone else but whoever it is? I mean,
What would they do with it? Give me a rundown.
How Mozart would
Mozart.
Play.
Mozart. How would he play Don't
Sit? You know Mozart, don't you?
Well, not.
How Mozart would play Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Show me.
Probably. One more. I love apples, you know.
You like apples?
Yeah. Think of all the things you can make with apples. Apple butter, apple strudel, apple cake, and there's only one thing you can't make with apples.
What's that?
Tomato juice. There's another peculiar thing about apples. If you have one apple, that is a apple. If you have two apples, that's a pear. Of course, if you have a lot of apples, that's a big city.
What city?
Minneapolis.
Oh. Oh, drop the net. You certainly know your apples, Vic.
Thank you, Bing, but let's get back to the old composers.
Fine, fine. Who is your favorite living composer?
My favorite living composer is Johann Strauss, but he's dead. So we'll take Franz Liszt and see what he would have done with it, you know.
The apple tree?
Under the apple tree in Hungary.
I see.
Minor.
Anybody else but me? certainly wonderful what a fellow can do with apples, isn't it?
Yeah, you can make wonderful things with apples, Bing. Say, while I was playing, I looked at you, and I think it's a very smart suit you are wearing.
What's that?
Applesauce. You know, Bing, I can't think of apples without thinking of my friend Joe.
Oh, Joe, yeah.
You know, he came to this country about 20 years ago, and he had no money. And that was about all he had. So he got 2 dozen apples on credit and went out to sell them. And that was 20 years ago. And what do you think he's worth today?
What?
Nothing. And he still owes for the 2 dozen apples.
That's something.
Now back to the June Bing. You know Stravinsky?
I know his music.
Yeah, he's a very... Oh, his music, yeah. Yeah. Is that music? Oh, I see what you mean. He's a very modern composer, you know. Very music. And very modern. And I would like to play now how Stravinsky would have played Don't Sit Under the Tree, you know. Stravinsky.
Si.
He didn't know it very well.
He's rehearsing.
Yeah.
How would George Gershwin have done it?
Oh, that's just what I was going to show you. How George Gershwin would have written Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with anyone else but me.
Victor, that was fine. And here is Ken with a few remarks on certain results that can be obtained from sitting under the apple tree. How about that, Ken?
Well, Dr. Crosby, now that summer's almost here, the boys over at the Rap-a-Tap-a Gong House have finally put away their longies.
Why?
Well, you got to have short drawers for station identification.
Oh, no.
We continue with Kraft Music Hall matters that bring into sharp perspective such interesting citizens as Rosemary Lane, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids in Hell, Mary Martin and Associate.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie. When the clouds go drifting by, we will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you sighing.
I can't stand to see you crying down.
Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. If you will wait,
I'll wait at the garden gate
till the sun
and
shines,
honey,
Nellie,
don't delay.
Bye,
in the sweet by and by.
gonna be okay. In the sweet, a sweet, sweet, sweet by and by. We will be so happy, Nelly. Don't let me hear you make a sigh. Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Way down in Lover's Lane, we'll wonder,
sweetheart, you and I.
We'll be so happy together, but it all depends on the weatherman.
Nelly!
Oh, Nelly!
Why, Nell?
Don't you sit there and sigh. If you will wait till the sun shines, Nelly.
In the sweet. Just
in the sweet. And wait till the sweet by and by.
No stranger to the Old Craft Music Hall, our friend Rosemary Lane just returned to Hollywood after a run of 260 consecutive performances in George Abbott's Broadway musical success, Best Foot Forward. Now that Rosemary's back and ready to ration a little of her time to the cinema, wouldn't surprise me one bit if they revived the well-thought-of series of a couple of years ago, the one she was in, you know, and they made something like, maybe Four Daughters in the Navy or Four Mothers Join the Marines. Might be a timely thing, but what I was going to say, Rosemary, everybody tells me it's not the same old Broadway that it used to be. Is that so?
Well, that's a fact, Bing. These nights, instead of a broken heart for every light on Broadway, there's an air raid warden.
Well, that's tough. I shall never forget the Broadway that once was. A glamorous, fascinating beauty with eyes sparkling in the night.
Now she's Main Street, with middle age spread.
Doesn't seem so many years ago that I had a long run on Broadway.
How long?
3 days.
Well, 3 days isn't a long run on Broadway.
Well, I was chasing a meal.
Oh. Well, things are better now. Show business is so good, even vaudeville's coming back.
Yeah, so I've heard on the radio. You think if I went east with a new ground cloth, I could get some booking in the 2-a-day?
Well, frankly, Bing, don't. Baritones are a dime a dozen. But a good sister act could clean up.
Well, then why don't you audition some sisters and rebuild the old Lane sisters act?
No need to audition any sisters, Rosemary. I'll apply for the job if you think we could get booking. Get booking? Why, they're dying for good acts. Let's see, what'll we call ourselves? The Dolly sisters?
Oh, it's been done.
How about the Cherry sisters?
That's been done, too.
Well, never mind the name now. Go pack your things. We can think of a good name on the way east.
And so they went east, Rosemary and Mary, and they went from agent's office to agent's office, looking for courtesy, booking. All they wanted was a chance to show their act. And then, one afternoon, they walked into an office marked Biff Crosland, Theatrical Agency.
The place is empty, except for the janitor.
Hey, who's a janitor? I'm Biff. What's this? I'm Biff Crosland, the agent.
Then why do you dress like a janitor?
You know, Rosemary, if you take a second look, you'll see he does look like an agent.
Oh, I got that 10% gleam in my eye, huh?
That 100% shine on your pants.
Well, if you're an agent, we don't want anything to do with you. We don't trust agents. They're all wolves.
What makes you so sure they're all wolves?
Every time a girl clicks a high heel on the floor, their ears twitch.
Well, you don't have to worry about me, babe. Now, what did you say the name of your act is?
We're the Turkey Sisters.
I'm Mary.
I'm Rosemary.
I'm Mary.
I'm Rosemary.
I'm Mary.
I'm Rosemary.
I'm Mary.
I'm Rosemary.
I'm leaving.
I'm Rosemary.
Rolla, Rolla.
What's that, Rolla?
Wait. You gals, you don't want me. I'm a Hollywood agent.
Well, are all your clients working in Hollywood?
All right. I got 47 clients. 47 clients, and they're all working. I have one at Paramount, one at Republic, and 45 at Lockheed.
Oh,
Why, we just love to work in the movies.
Well, you're different from most vaudeville acts. Most of them tell me that there's something missing when they work in pictures. You don't know what it's like working without an audience.
You don't know our act.
Well, you know, I got a line on just the angel that might be interested in an act like yours. Here's his office right here. We'll go right in here. Girls, want you to meet DeWolf Carpenter. He's a Broadway angel.
Aha!
First time I ever saw an angel with horns. I guess Broadway angels don't have wings. Hmm?
No, not after they've been clipped a couple of times. DeWolf, I want you to meet the Turkey Sisters. This is the act that's going to bring back vaudeville.
I'm sorry, I am not interested in vaudeville. My heart lies in the legitimate theater. The theater is in my blood.
How can you tell?
Every now and then, I break out in dishes.
You can. Wait till you hear these gals, Carpenter. You've never heard an act like the Turkey Sisters before. Go ahead, kids, sing them one. Knock
Cuts
one
a brawl, son on the river back, and a brawl, a brawl, a kick.
Say, Mary, did I tell you my grandmother broke her leg in two places?
She should stay out of those places.
Oh, great act, isn't it?
It curdles me. If that's funny, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Well, you know your family better than we do.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Can't you see that these girls have something?
Definitely. Get them out of here. It may be contagious.
Then you won't give us a chance?
I'm a kind man. I'll give you a chance. I'm a stupid man.
Oh, that's wonderful. Experience has shown that there's only one way to present us. The orchestra gives us three fanfares. We run across the stage three times real fast. Then we come out and start to sing.
Why do you have to run across the stage three times before you start singing?
That gives the audience a chance to run out of ammunition.
And then we sing.
Playmates, we sing a sharp duet. Our act is hard to get. We play behind the net. Friends say we're trying. We always do our best. They say we really shine. Eat for Byron.
Oh, no wonder we're such a hit. We're fair of form and face. Each house has hired us. That's how we're taught to clear the place. That's why we're playmates. We're the running cats. For though they spoke our rack, we keep our baggage packed. It's not surprising. A good thing will always rise. But what's the pride is us. We're still alive. Go get your toothbrush. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Hip, hip.
I think that's going to set charm back about 30 years. But thank you, Rosemary Lane.
Time marches back. 1905. Theodore Roosevelt is 26th president of these United States. 1905. The Nickelodeon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania presents the first double feature bill in history. Poor but Honest and the Baffled Burglar. No bank night, no dishes. 1905, the gasoline automobile is approximately 10 years old, and thinking men with an eye to the future are saying...
Well, Mary, last I can get one at our price.
Harry, you don't really mean you're going to get one.
Yes, sirree, Bob. See, here's a picture of it right here in Leslie's Weekly. Just get a load of this for a bargain. Beautiful, luxurious, long-lasting, service-guaranteed, straight-drain, hickory, rubber-tired buggy with steel wheels. 50 simoleons.
Did you say a buggy?
What's wrong with buggies?
Harry L. Jr., here it is, 1905, and you're still thinking in terms of horses. I declare you ought to modernize your mind. You ought to get a little culture. I read in the paper that Walter Damrosch is taking an opera unit across the country. And...
Grand opera?
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't it thrilling? I can wear a new evening dress and thrill to Il Trovatore.
Well, I'll wait till I can wear an old brown suit and thrill to Bert Williams.
Who's he?
Who's he? He's just one of the greatest minstrel men that ever lived. Gee, I can almost see him now. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, here's two bits, go and get yourself something to eat? Nobody.
You call that music?
How about this, then? Sweet Adeline, my Adeline, in all my dreams, your fair face dreams. Oh, you remember how I sang that song when I used to court you on Friday nights?
Mm-hmm, and how I always had to tell you my name was Mary.
Yeah, I thought it was Saturday night.
I'll never forget how you used to blush when you'd kiss me. I thought somebody might be watching.
Why should that make you blush?
Every boy in town kissed better than you did.
Mother, 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 pin a rose on me. Mother, 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 turn the hose on me.
Harry, can't you be sentimental even for a minute? In the shade of an old apple tree.
Where the water was up to her knee.
Harry. It was under an apple tree you proposed to me. Oh, I'll never forget how happy it made Father.
Neither will he. He was so excited he cut his hand on the bottle opener.
Harry, that's nothing to joke about. He thought he was going to faint. Yeah,
when somebody offered him a glass of water, he did faint. Say, how about this one? Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square.
Who wrote that?
Well, who writes all the good songs? And 19-5's had a lot of them. George M. Cohan and Paul Dresser. Yeah, I don't know which one's best. Now, you take that new Paul Dresser tune that, they called her Frivolous Sal.
Mm.
Then the one George M. Cohan wrote about you.
You mean George M. Cohan wrote a song about me?
Sure. Mary is a grand old name. Goes like this.
Oh.
For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name. It is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came, and there is something there. Sounds so square, it's a grand old name. With the United States Marine Corps Parachute Battalion training day and night down at the Marine Corps training base at San Diego, we figured to sort of hep ourselves on the hop and drop artist by inviting Major M.L. Dawson, commanding officer of the Marine Corps Parachute Training School, to join up with us here in the Old Craft Music Hall tonight. No green Marine, if there is such a thing. Major Dawson is a graduate of Annapolis and Pensacola, a veteran of many a Marine campaign. In short, just the man to give us a little info on the deadly game of drop and seek that the shootsters play behind enemy lines. With aviation and a knowledge of how to handle a zoot shoot with a zip rip, all part of the life of a leatherneck, Major Dawson, it looks as if the Marine today not only has to be at home on land and sea, but also in the air.
That's true, Bing. A hitch in the Marines has come to be a sort of a three-way stretch.
I'm a one-way stretcher myself, never having jumped out of anything higher than an upper berth. Must take plenty of intestinal stamina to rely so completely on nothing but a hunk of silk.
I think the real reason the parachute troops have confidence in their shoots is because each man packs his own.
Boy, that rules me out. I can't even tie a necktie.
So I see.
Oh, you say you've noticed that. Just what do you Marines consider the primary purpose of paratroopers, Major?
Well, the Germans proved at Crete parachute troops can be very successful in taking an island or a comparatively inaccessible objective. They can also be used for capturing airports, severing communication lines, and blasting ammunition dumps and bridges.
Well, then I don't see much difference between Marine parachute troops and commandos.
Oh, yes, there is a difference, Mary. We both attempt to complete a surprise mission swiftly and silently, with tremendous emphasis placed on the individual work and the initiative. The difference is that the commandos do their work and get away as quickly as possible. The Marine parachute troops remain at their objective until they're reinforced.
We can't fill up a parachute with captured air and sail away.
It's hard to do, Bing. We use parachutes as the quickest and easiest means of getting to our objective.
I think I'll take the trolley. Just how long is the training course?
We take 6 weeks to teach a man jumping and combat tactics. And that includes learning how to pack and fold a parachute.
Don't you think that alone would take 6 weeks?
Well, after a man becomes an expert, it takes him a good 15 minutes to pack a chute.
Well, any man packing a chute for me can take an extra 15 minutes and get it right.
Well, packing a chute ought to be a cinch for you, Bing. With your four boys, you should know all there is to know about folding things.
What else do you go into in this training program, Major?
We include just about everything, Bing. Starting with lessons in how to jump from the 250-foot towers.
In two-seater parachute arrangements, just like the ones they had at the World's Fair.
How thoughtful. The Marine can bring along his girlfriend.
That's an idea that might popularize training, Mary. But as yet, we haven't found it necessary to have coeducational parachute drill.
Yeah, I got a load of those World's Fair parachutes, and if that's what the leathernecks are using, the neck isn't where they need the leather.
Well, the men only use those for a few days, Bing, before they try the real thing.
I understand that you teach the men tumbling and acrobatics, too, huh?
Yeah, it helps lighten the load and lighten the fall and teaches the men how to get to their feet.
Well, I know some people who have trouble getting themselves up off a couch.
Don't look at me.
You think John Scott here would make a good parachute trooper, Major?
He certainly wouldn't have any trouble coming down.
You think the ordinary-sized parachute wouldn't hold him, huh, Major?
Take my word for it, it would, Major. I have an old parachute out at the house.
What for?
I sleeps in it.
That's the comfy sleep-type chute with the raglan sleeves, patch pockets, swing free shoulders, and the built-in T-wagon, a new feature that they're introducing out in Van Nuys or something.
Might be interesting to see whether John Scott would come down from 1,000 feet any faster than usual with his added floating power.
What's the usual time it takes to get down from 1,000 feet, Major?
Oh, you come down in 50 or 60 seconds if the chute opens properly. Otherwise, you make it in about 8.5.
Who's in a hurry?
As I understand it, the chutes are opened automatically.
That's right. A cable device called a static line opens the chute in about 1.5 seconds after the bailout.
And if it doesn't?
Every man has an emergency chute. You've probably heard the slogan for that.
What is it?
You don't mean a thing if you don't pull that string.
Oh, yes, I've heard it.
And why'd you let me go ahead and say it?
I like to hear you talk, honey.
Oh!
Ow! Looks to me, Major, like the Marines had landed and have the situation well in hand.
Of course, I'm only a woman, Major, but I do have some ideas, sometimes. I was wondering if you have any absent-minded Marines, why wouldn't it be a good idea to tie the parachute string around the Marine's finger so he won't forget to pull it?
Do you think there'll be any other important changes besides that one in the training program this year, Major?
Probably not, Bing. What we're after now is some more men to train.
What are the requirements? Maybe there's some men listening.
To join the parachute battalion, the first thing a man has to have is his recruit training with the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, he's got to get in that good, solid Marine Corps basic training, hmm?
After he's had his recruit training, the parachute battalion is open to him, provided he's not over 6'2".
Why, sure. What's a guy 6'2" need with a parachute? Boy, I can step out.
And a Marine parachutist can't be under 18 or over 32.
And I take it he can sign up at any Marine Corps recruiting station.
We'd like to have him do just that, Bing. The Marines need plenty of men in all branches of the Corps. So if you're anxious to be among the first to hit Hitler, muss Mussolini, and put the toe on the end of Hirohito, drop around to the nearest recruiting office and tell it to the Marines.
You better put on some extra men in the morning, Major, because here they come. And may you and the Marine Corps Parachute Battalion enjoy innumerable happy landings in a lot of places that should be solidly landed upon.
Thank you, Bing.
Comes now. Thank you very much, Major. Comes now for all the Marines from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Mary Martin in a tune that seems a little too hopeful to apply to a Marine. Ain't misbehaving.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, I'm happy up on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kiss is all worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kiss is all worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
You will be surprised to learn was the John Scott Trotter reading of the Triumphal March from the opera Aida. You know, if they do the rest of the opera that way, they could pay off the mortgage on the old opera house, huh, John?
Thanks, you Bing.
And now, John, the closing song. Boy's getting to be a performer.
And now, John, the closing song tonight is being recorded off the air and dispatched with Squadron Leader Williamson, who's here at the show tonight, to our friends in the Eagle Squadron over in England. So make it airy and lacy, huh?
Sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon with two hearts in tune in some lullaby land. The fireflies gleam, reflects in the stream, they sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripples. We're deep in a spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love haunt me forever. A tropical moon, sleepy lagoon, and you. Fireflies gleam, reflects in the stream, they sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripples. Deep in a spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon,
that, friends, gives everything we had lined up for this evening a thorough going over. Next Thursday, the same time things got started tonight, we'll all be going round and round again. All being Mary Martin, Victor Borge, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids in Hal, as well as Thomas Mitchell of the Cinema, Lieutenant Leonard Phillips of the United States Army Air Force, and another character who's got to remain anonymous for the nonce. See if you can guess who it is. If you do, tell us, will you? Anyhow, catch us next Thursday, the same time meeting took up tonight. Until then, adios viejos.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. And the gold
comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.